joined by manager Danny Penswick after today's 1-1 draw with top of the league Runcorn Town. A deserved one, may I add. Just give us your thoughts on that, please, Danny.
I think you've summed it up quite well there, Mark. It's a deserved point. We've come to the top of the league. I thought the 6-1 at our place earlier on the season was unfortunate and we didn't deserve it. But we know the way Runcorn are going to play. They've base, then we'd take away their two best assets. So we did that for large parts, especially in the first half, unlucky with a penalty decision. But then the character we showed in the second half, we were the better team. And I think, regardless, I know Stinger's got the goal in the last kick of the game there to get a point for us, but regardless, we've come in for 45 minutes against top of the league, against a 1-0 down, and we've dominated. And they're always going to have the chances, because as we start to push on, Isaac and Cairns, they get the space, and that's what we wanted to restrict. But to a man, we kept going and built some momentum and did really, really well, I thought, and thoroughly deserved the point.
Well, just on the penalty decision in the first half, I know we don't like talking about refs, but I think, was it you that made the challenge in the box?
Was it Russell? No, it was me who won the ball. Right. The ref hasn't seen it. He's gone off the shout, as he did for most of the game. Really poor performance. First 20, you thought, all right, he's not going to do too bad. And then a couple of shouts and he crumbled. But that happens. That happens at our level. Was probably a bit harsher on the pitch. And a few of our lads have said a few things that in the cold light of day they might regret to him. But it was a joke. And it was, in some ways, I'm glad that he didn't decide the game. And his performance didn't decide the game, but you'll get some of those decisions your way. You get them against you. So yeah, I don't really want to say too much about that.
Well, it was one of them performances for him, just finally, where he was being assessed. So I think he wanted to give everything and make everything the right decision, and try and impose his control on the game. And
do I know something? I've never seen a referee have a good game when an assessor's down.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I know that they have to get assessed, but the best ref we have are the ones who are allowed to come down and allowed to ref how they want to ref.
Yeah.
And every ref has their own personality on the pitch and they ref it in their own way. But when the assessor comes down, they all of a sudden feel like they need to be robots and they have to do this and do that. Well, that's not football. That is not football. Let the refs ref the game how they want to ref. Fair enough, you get feedback from them. But every time the assessor's here, I can guarantee you that the referee will make two or three wrong decisions that are big decisions,
yeah,
because he's nervous. And it shouldn't happen. Whether that's the assessor's fault, whether that's the ref's fault, I don't know. But there's a link between assessors being at football games and refs ruining football games. So one of them needs to get sorted, and hopefully soon.
We'll go on to the second half performance, and I think it's fair to say we dominated the game, like we mentioned earlier, really. We pinned them in to their own half, really, for 35-40 minutes of the game. They didn't really have much to... I don't know if they wanted to settle for the 1-0, or it was just a really good performance from your lads.
Listen, we're a decent team. The league table will say we're 15th and we've got 30 points. As far as the league table goes, we're a bottom half of the table team that's not really in the relegation battle at the moment, and we're just playing along nicely. But what people will know if they come and watch us is that we are a very good team. Let's not forget, 2 weeks ago we went to Bootle and beat them 2-0. You ask Bootle if we're a good side. We're a good side. We've beaten 1874 Northwich this season. We've done the double over Bootle. We've gone to Coles and got a point there. They beat us 4-3 at home. We went to Linnets and we're 3-1 up with 20 minutes to go. You know, we are a good footballing side. And we just need to get that consistency into our game. We need to get that consistency. We don't have a squad of 20, 22 players that we can call on. You know, we had 11 players today, two young lads on the bench, and we work with what we've got. But what we have got is good players who want to play and want to work for each other. And I'm buzzing with the changing room at the moment.
I mean, just on the way we play as well, the pitch didn't really help here today. You saw them play more of a direct game, more long balls over the top to Isaac and Cairns. And I know you like your teams to play a bit more, and it's a bit of a struggle when you come here, somewhere like here, and there's lots of bubbles and potholes.
It is, but I think it's a credit to groundsmen up and down the leagues that we managed to get games on with the amount of volunteering. So I don't want to I don't want to dwell too much on the pitch. It was the same for both teams, and I don't think it got the best out of them, and I don't think it got the best out of us, but we both played the conditions, and there were some little bobbles and little touches that didn't go for them as they didn't go for us, so it was the same. But we knew what they were going to do. You don't have two strikers like that and try and play it to the feet and try and build up. They're going to go long, and they're going to go long quite early. And we noticed that, we recognised that, and we dealt with that, which was our plan all along. Soak up a bit of pressure and try and hit them on the break. First half with Stinger, I thought it was a bit isolated. So second half, not afraid to change it, changed our shape, put Sado up there, and we were much more of a threat.
So after a good point, it's a big January, I'd say, really. There's winnable games in there. The likes of Camelaire, Darwin. So what? How do you see January panning out?
Knowing us, we'll lose all four.
We'll be Camelaire's first win of the season.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen. The trick for us is I always find we raise ourselves against the bigger teams, and because we know we have to. We have to be at our best, and we weren't our best today, but we had to have good games. When we start thinking we're good, we're our own worst enemy. And I've got to get into the lads and make sure we're switched on to go again training Wednesday and for the Camelaire game. There's no easy games in this division. It's going to be a tough one. I'm looking at it now and there's four winnable games, but regardless of who we're playing, every game's winnable. I came into this thinking we'd win it. We got a point. I'm disappointed we only got a point. So next Saturday, we go to win again.
Thank you very much.